I got a draft notice one day that said you can be drafted into the Army. I was playing professional soccer. I started off as a private, 1st Signal Corps, and I was with the 97th Signal Battalion, stationed in Da Nang, Vietnam. It was in the I Corps, the northernmost region. We were about 25 or 26 miles south of the DMZ, demilitarized zone, and I was 21 years old. It was in the spring of 1969. We had guard towers, and those were always manned in the evenings and daytime. And he says he thought he saw something out in the rice paddy. I looked out there, and I couldn't see anything. He says, well, I'm getting the binoculars. And when he reached for the binoculars, all I remember is just something hit me. I got knocked to the back of the guard tower where I was knocked unconscious. And then I woke up in the hospital. I had been shot. One of those saving graces that I had had this Bible that a Haitian missionary had given me when I went to the Methodist church camp. It was one of those small India paper, real thick, but small. And it was stuck in my right pocket, right at my chest. And my flak jacket that I had on had little leather pouches that kept shrapnel or bullets like that from hitting you, but they had seams between them. And this bullet had hit the Bible and it hit the flak jacket where the lead lining was. So all I ended up with is some broken blood vessels. A few nights after that, I started having these nightmares, like an out-of-body experience where you see yourself being hit. And it's like the bullet really did penetrate you and take out your midsection. I would wake up breathing hard, not able to go back to sleep. Something inside me said I shouldn't have lived through this, but I did, and I was real lucky. I was able to send that home. I wasn't supposed to. Government regulation says you're not supposed to send home any ammunition or anything. But I was real careful and wrapped it up and sent it home to my mom. And she wrote back, and she said she cried when she got it, and she couldn't wait for me to get back home safe.
You did have some happy times.
There were. You needed that. You needed the happy times to get you through. Some of the guys in our unit got involved in an orphanage near the beach in Da Nang. And we would go out there maybe once a week, sometimes once in a while, maybe twice a week, and spend maybe two or three hours, sometimes as many as 4 hours. I can remember the time that we had all the extra paint. And we painted some of the classrooms and some of the desks. They had these really old-fashioned desks, and it needed paint so bad. And we just grabbed whatever paint was left over from whatever cause, and we just started painting, mixed it all together, and it came out to some type of a color, a brownish color. And the kids came around, and it was fun. When I noticed one time, there was a little boy standing off to a distance, and he was about 4 years old. And he wasn't with the other kids and cheering and laughing and talking with us. And so I went over to speak to him, and I was trying to talk to him. And I didn't realize that he was blind. And the chaplain came over and pointed to his eyes and shook his head, let me know that he was blind. And so I reached down, and he hugged me. Wow. You know, it felt great. There was a lot in that hug. Said, you know, special hug. So I got kind of attached. So every time I'd go back to the orphanage, you know, all the little boys come up every time you come, because you took little candy and took little things to for them too. Some sea ration desserts and things like that. Or desserts you'd get from the mess hall. This one little boy, he just always hung close to me, and I'd look for him special. And we developed kind of a bond. And then it came time for me to leave. And I know when I got down in about 6 weeks, I asked Chaplin any way I could take him back with me. That his parents were killed when he was truly a baby, an infant. And he was blinded by the flash of a rocket from the enemy. And it just felt so not right. Coming home and leaving him there. No one to defend him. No more hugs. Army regulations say there's absolutely no way I could bring him back. This little boy, he'd be about 40 now.